Good morning. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you today and we just give you praise and thanks for another day. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to gather here to worship you, to praise you, Lord, for you are our Father in heaven. And we remember, Lord, all that you do for us each and every day. We love you. We praise you. We celebrate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remind you about the prayer cards in front of you. Take them out. Fill them out. They'll be gathered up later. Pass them toward the middle and they'll be gathered up. Happy Father's Day. Now, thank you very much. Thank you. It was a lot of work. Still is. Yes, I remember a young lady who said, we were talking about being parents, and she says, I'm never getting pregnant. She says, that thing would be inside me, sucking the life out of me for 9 months. And her father said, try 18 years. I'm just repeating it, okay? On behalf of all fathers everywhere, did you know that spaces between ladder rungs have increased in America because they've gotten further apart, right? They've just, because we have a bigger step, we're getting bigger. The manufacturers attribute this to climate change. This is my stepladder. I never knew my real ladder. Oh, come on. One more. Thank you. Hey, this is Father's Day. I send these to educate my children all the time. If you say the word gullible really, really slow, it sounds like oranges. How many of you are doing that right now? It's all up to you now.
On that note, let's...
How can I follow that? You want to stand?
Let's stand and sing.
Come
shake your ruling in our hearts of Let this awake the kingdom seen in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the dark.
Out of the darkness into your glory.
chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven.
When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. Cause when you call my name,
good morning, church. I'm watching you.
I told her I'd stand right behind her and support her in any way I could.
Mm-hmm. Bunny ears and, you know. Yeah. All right. Let's do some announcements. He didn't hear me.
Yay!
Ah, thanks, David. All right. So, tomorrow is Monday, and it is the next day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. I am planning to be here. I hope I don't forget, because that seems to be my, I don't know, I'm getting old or something. So, starts at 2 p.m. Lorene, do we, like, 1, if you want to be here to help? 1:45? All right. And it's going to be hot, really hot. So many hands would give more opportunity for those that are outside to come inside and get some cool air. So if you can be here, please do. Let's see. Tuesday night, we have the prayer meeting, which I forgot about last week. Hi.
I forgive you for getting last week.
You do?
I do.
I'm glad.
It was suggested that we give out what we're praying about on Tuesday nights. So I've asked my grandchildren to come up and help me get these handed out to you all. It's pretty self-explanatory. I can talk. So if you'll hand these out to everybody in here, you can go. You go on that side, and you go on this side. Go that way. That's all I have for right now. No, I'll go on. Yeah. Why I'm up here so that I can leave Bonnie alone to do what she does best. No, you're doing a wonderful job. That. In the fall, I would like to start small groups, and this is the book I would like to do. It's called Not a Fan by Kyle Eidelman. If you're interested in facilitating or leading a group, please let me know, and I will give you the book to read now. And if we need more, I will order more. So talk to me after service today if you're interested in leading a small group in the fall. Let me read the back of the book to you. The dictionary defines a fan as an enthusiastic admirer. Fans want to be close enough to Jesus to get all the benefits, but not so close that it requires sacrifice. Fans may be fine with repeating a prayer, attending church on the weekend, and slapping a Jesus fish on their bumpers, but is that really the extent of their relationship with Jesus? Thank you, guys. Jesus was never interested in having admirers. It is fans he is looking for. It is not fans he is looking for. So it's not a fan. It's not about being a fan. It's about being a Christian, about being a believer. So the book is, I hope that helps. That's not all it says, but that's where I'm going to end it at. So if you're interested in leading or facilitating one, please let me know. Did everybody get one of these? Martha behind us? Oh, they're here. I'll get you. All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. On to what's happening next. Prayer night. Tomorrow night. 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night. See, just checking, Brack. Make sure you're with us. Tuesday night, yes. I mean, you can come on Monday and pray, too, if you want. But, yeah, Tuesday night, we need you here. We need the body of Christ to come and join in prayer to find out what it is that God wants us as Family Worship Center in Grass Lake to be doing. And it's fun. I agree. Tammy agrees with me. We have the apologetics class every Sunday morning, 8:45. I believe next week we're going to be talking about some of the questions that are raised when we're trying to tell people about Jesus so that we have an answer. Let's see. I think the Buckbinders cell group meets this Tuesday.
No.
Next Tuesday. It's every other week, and I get confused on which week it is. And so. Says it's on here, so that made me think it was. Oh, I can't read. Just checking. All right. Moving on. June 28th. I'm going to start reading the date that way I know. That's a Friday. That is the next worship night here at 7 p.m. at the church. July 4th, we are looking for children and parents who would be interested in helping put together the parade float and also to ride and throw candy. I believe Lindsay has a sign up in the foyer. If you have any questions, see Lindsay. She's in charge.
I am looking for donations.
Yes. For candy, you still want money. Yep. We are looking for monetary donations so that we can purchase candy. We found if we're purchase on Amazon, we can get big bags for a better price. So if you would like to donate. Yes, yes. See Lindsay if you would like to give donations. Also on July 4th, they have the annual pancake breakfast at the Federated Church from 7:30 to 9 a.m. if you're interested. And our next ladies' breakfast is July 13th, but that's not here, right?
No, we're going to do it in town at the coffee shop. I don't know
the name of
the coffee shop.
Yep. 9 a.m. at the new coffee shop in Grass Lake. We're going out into the community. Please invite others to join us.
And I actually have one. Connor didn't mention this, but he works at the Grass Lake School of Music, teaching kids
and adults
as well. They have a couple groups that are playing this Wednesday. If you want.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Over here.
So what Evan's trying to tell you is that a couple of our student bands, if you're not aware. There's Music in the Park at the Farmer's Market on the Pavilion on Brown Street. And this Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., our student bands, both our adult band and our kids band, are going to be performing.
Awesome.
Most of them, many of them at least, it's going to be their first time in public performing.
Oh.
And we're really excited for them. They've put in months of hard work. And it's a really awesome thing. So hopefully I get to see you guys, and you get to hear them and all the work that we've done with them. So.
All right. Music in the Park. Wednesday, right?
Yes, Wednesday.
Get me, you know how I am. I mess things up. 6:30 to 8. Bring something to sit on, right? It's just an open, grassy area.
They have some tables and benches, but.
Bring your own seats. All right. Now it is the time to check in. Brock, you're so good. He's always like right there with me. If you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classes. Can I have my helpers, Emmett and Travis, up here, please? At this time, they're going to collect the prayer cards. If you would please pass them to the center, my helpers here will grab them. I know, it's not your favorite thing.
I need more information.
Just ask for a
test. Oh, okay. Okay, so I have four. Are there any others? Okay.
I have a praise.
Yes.
I want to thank you guys so much for all your prayers. We had a wonderful trip out west. That's where we've been the last 3 weeks. And just praises for safety, healing. My stomach is doing so much better.
Yay.
And just thank you all so much.
David. Wow. That's wonderful. Did I see another hand? Yes. Pastor asked if there's any word of testimony.
I wanted to talk to you about the Experiencing God class that we've been taking. We were asked to give a testimony as to what that meant to us. And if you have not done it, we are going to be offering classes again. I would encourage you very much to take it. It not only talks about us experiencing God on a personal basis, but it talks about us experiencing God as a church. And one of the phrases in there that stuck with me is that we're not to ask God what he wants us to do. We're to look and see where God's at work and join him in that work. And this church has got a job. We are to be reaching out to our community, looking to see where God's working in our community and joining him in there, joining with the other churches, the capital C, the church. So if you have an opportunity, it is 12 weeks. You get to have fellowship with other Christians. You get to walk through the Bible. It'll teach you how to experience God on a more personal level. So if you have a chance, I advise you to do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I too took the Experiencing God class, and I want to say that I went into it reluctantly. I kind of went into it kicking and screaming. I knew God wanted me to, but I didn't really want to. But I am so glad that I did, and I think the relationships that were formed by the group that took the class together were extremely helpful in us getting to know each other better, and that leads to blessings. When you know what's going on in people's lives and they know what's going on in your life, then you can bless them and they can bless you. And that's one of the things that I got out of it. And then one very specific thing happened. I think it was week 3 or 4. I'm not sure. I was at my kitchen table. I was doing my lessons. And I experienced God while I was doing my Experiencing God lesson. Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. And it just, like, out of the blue. Most of you know that I was married and my husband had a stroke and we were married less than 5 years and then he passed away. And I always thought that God brought me into Tom's life to take care of him. But God spoke to me so clearly and he said, I didn't bring you into Tom's life so you could take care of him. I brought you into Tom's life so he could get saved and baptized. And I went, whoa. That changes things a little bit. And I told a close friend of mine that. She says, I think there's going to be more to that at some point. But, don't think that God, no matter how long you've been a Christian, don't think that God can't talk to you and bring you further and grow you, because it doesn't matter whether you've been a Christian for 10, 20, 30, 40 years or longer, he can still do things with you if you make yourself available and are willing to grow. So I got a lot out of the class, and I would highly recommend that if you've not taken it, take it. And Bonnie can testify to the fact that even if you have taken it several times, take it again, because you can continue to learn, because you're different. And the people around you that you take it with will be different people than what you took it with before. And so lots of good can come out of it.
Thank you so much. I think testimonies are my favorite, and we need to hear more from each other. And to that end, I just want to testify that the teen retreat that I was involved with last weekend was beautiful and successful, you could say. There were 23 girls and 15 guys, and 17 salvations and rededications, which is like half. It's so awesome. It's so much fun to work with youth. They are ready. Their hearts are soft. They want to be moved. They want action. And that sort of reminded me of the song that we were just singing, Build Your Kingdom. And as I was singing it, I was just struck with the thought, oh man, do we really believe these lyrics? Or are we standing here and being a little bit hypocritical because it's so dark out there? How many times have I heard people say, we are ripe for God's judgment? And you don't actually believe that things are going to turn around and things are going to get better. You just think, because we're good at being negative, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. But the words that we were singing is, show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land, set your church on fire and win this nation back. Amen. Do you believe it? Because if you don't sing those words. But if you do, don't be negative. Don't declare that things are only getting worse and we deserve the judgment coming. Let's ask God to heal this land and believe it with all of our hearts. So with that, I think we can go to prayer. Father, I thank you so much for being our Father. And since this world is hard and everyone has had a different experience with their life, and many, many people have not had a good experience with a father figure, you very much wanted us to know that you are our loving Father. And the offer is so completely unconditional. We did nothing to earn your love. You see us, you know us, you know our name. You have plans for us, and you are such a good and faithful Father. So we praise you for that today on Father's Day. Father, we give you praise for the teens who gave their lives to you last weekend, and I ask that there would be excellent follow-up, that people would walk alongside them in discipleship and raise them into a true and right relationship with you that is that lasts their whole lives, so that we can see from generation to generation a turning back. This is not the most wicked generation. It's been cyclical. It's been wicked, and then it's turned back, and then it's grown wicked again, and it's turned back. So I say we are ripe for righteousness, and that we will turn back. Lord, I thank you for all these young people who are hungry for you and want to give their hearts to you eagerly. And we do pray that you would heal our streets and land and set this church on fire. Thank you for experiencing God and for setting hearts ablaze and knitting hearts together in fellowship and family, this church family. I ask that you would continue to do that in big and exciting ways, and that you would grow us as in synergy, that you would grow us exponentially, and we would just explode from here, that we would be full of your knowledge and your grace, and when we leave this place, we would just meet an unsuspecting world with all of this joy and truth just bubbling out of us. Lord, help us to be convicted about our neighbors and our communities and our extended families. Lord, bring revival, bring reconciliation in families. May we be your poster children for a life changed. If the world can't tell that we're any different, how can we make a difference? So I thank you, God, that you are setting our hearts on fire. You are changing us one at a time. Father, I thank you that David's coworker is doing much better and is able to return to work after a month of being off. I ask that you would continue to restore him and raise him up to better than he was, because that's how good you are. I praise you for the Rutz's family vacation and just the joy of going out and being together as a family, enjoying your beauty and taking in new sights that all point to you and your goodness. I thank you for the relaxing and the restoration and the memory building that they got to do, and that you kept them safe, and that Jessica's stomach is doing much better. Father, I thank you that you spared Tessa's life in the motorcycle accident. I praise you that you are the author of life, and that it is very much your will for her to be alive. Father, I ask that you would help her find you in this second chance, so to speak, that you preserved her life, and that she would just get serious about her thoughts towards you, and that she would come to know you in deeper ways. I don't know her heart towards you. Father, I want to lift up Lisa with the traveling today. Lord, that you would give her traveling mercies. We ask that you would send angels to go before them and behind them and protect them all the way home. Father, we want to lift up some needs here. Gary recovering from intestinal surgery. This is Martha's friend. And Norma and her ongoing battle with anxiety and confusion. And her friend Lisa going through chemotherapy. I praise you that you know each one of these. You know their needs intimately, Lord. And I ask that you would be Lord of their lives and arrange for better health and relationships and finances, and all that would be touched by your hand, your strong right hand, which is mighty to save. Father, I lift up this request of Dawn's friend's church that is under attack. I thank you that she is lifting this need to you, and we as a church, we want to, as in the spirit of intercession, intercede for this other church that is struggling, Lord. We ask that you would just cover them with the blood of Jesus, and that they would be able to sort this out and not fall apart and not have to close their doors, and that you would lead them in truth and also reconciliation, forgiveness. Lord, we just ask that you would preserve your church for your name's sake. Father, we want to lift up to you Nick, and we thank you for the recent reconnect and the good report. We give you praise for that and the people in Nick's life looking after him and encouraging him. But we do continue to ask for your guidance, for your loving hand, for him to understand you as Father and that you've been chasing after him all of his life and that you love him and you have plans for him. Ask that you would guide his choices and help him to come closer to you. Father, we lift up all of the hostages on the other side of the world. We don't know the first thing about how difficult that is, how scary, how life-threatening, and the conditions under which they are surviving from day to day, not knowing if today will be their last, not knowing maybe when their next meal is coming or if they will ever be able to get back in touch with loved ones. We pray over their anxious hearts. Lord, you are able to use any circumstance to heal shattered lives, to bring proud hearts to you, to repentance. Lord, you're able to use any situation. We thank you for these hard circumstances because you say to give thanks in everything. And we're also asking for supernatural protection and rescue. Oh, Lord, that they would all be returned to their families safely, intact, that their lives would not be taken from them, and that you would bring peace to the trouble. Father, we lift up to you Israel. Thank you that your word says, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. So we bless Israel. We thank you for what you are doing. We don't understand it. We can't see all the details. It's so easy to hate war and world leaders, Lord, but you want us to cry out for the peace of Jerusalem. It was a command. How can we not? Jesus, you are meant to come with your kingdom of righteousness and peace. And we are crying out for the only peace solution possible, which is yours, Lord God Almighty. We thank you that you are sovereign, that you are working when we cannot see you, when we cannot feel you, when we cannot hear you. But we trust you. Finally, Father, I thank you for our guests here with us today. It's good to see Pastor Ken and some other extended family members here visiting. We praise you for them being in our midst. We praise you that we get to be a family of God. Good, good Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my
you.
and their children, may His presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, He is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and your going, in your weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you, He is for you.
For your promises. We believe you. You may be seated.
Yep, we made it back. I was joking earlier, the kids didn't make it, but they did. Then we just sent them off to scout camp immediately. Yeah. You know, that thought only crossed my mind once. So we did really good. Excited to be back. Just good to see everybody again. So here's our stewardship moment. I don't know, along the lines of memory, I wrote this at 6 o'clock this morning, so it's going to be as new to me as it is you. I did look over my notes, and you know, stewardship, we talk about taking care of something that belongs to somebody else for their purposes. And as I looked over the last few times I talked, it looks a lot like giving, right? Where we talked about tithes and gifts and giving our time and volunteering. And so my reaction might be similar to yours was, well, what's in it for me, right? Don't be embarrassed. God knows you're thinking that. God created you. He knows exactly everything about you. So if I'm the only one, then everybody else can just do something else, and I'll preach to myself here. But so what's in it for me? There is a reward. I'll just start out with that. There is a reward. And Ecclesiastes talks about a reward. I think it's Solomon writes this, as for every man, in chapter 5, verse 19, as for every man whom God has given riches and wealth, he has empowered him to eat from them and to receive his reward and to rejoice in his labor. this is a gift of God. So your labor, we talked about that before too, your ability to work is a gift from God. The fruits of that labor, the gifts you get out of that are from God. It's a matter of faith, though. And if you remember, Malachi 3:10 talks about the tithe. So that's where, you know, it said stewardship starts with the tithe. And God's like, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Test me or trust me on this. And then what happens? I don't know what happens. I got to read this. It says, see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. So by faith, we need to be a steward and generous. And I want to read 1 Timothy 6 because this will be hopefully applied to it. So Paul's writing to Timothy. He says, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. So God, stuff he supplies us, he expects us to enjoy them, right? Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. And then I just want to mention, so God provides, and God takes care of us, and he shares these riches, and we're supposed to share them. We're supposed to be good stewards of them by faith. And if you read in Hebrews chapter 11, there's a whole list of people that were faithful and the things they enjoyed and the things they didn't get to enjoy. But the one I want to focus on, God doesn't show up the way we think he does or the way we would expect him to. Not very often, maybe never. My mind does not capture God. So in verse 17, chapter 11, we see by faith, when he was tested, talking about Abraham, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offering his only begotten son. So God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son. And so this is the next step. Abraham thinks to himself, he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead. So he's like, okay, God's asking me to do this. It makes no sense at all, but God can even raise people from the dead. Well, God didn't work that way. God stopped Abraham before he actually did it. So don't be surprised when God shows up a different way. Got a little bit of example from our trip. The car acted up. We're coming through the mountains in Colorado. We decided to take the back way because it's prettier. This light, idiot light comes on the car. Says, hey, your steering's all messed up, and you might want to get this checked. And we're going through the switchbacks in the mountains, and so we're kind of panicking. Well, steering would be nice to have. Yeah. So we start calling repair shops and texting, and we were on our way to Cindy's. And so we called Cindy. She's got the same type of vehicle. Said, hey, we're going to be at your place in 6 hours. Where do you get your car worked on? And she says, well, I don't even remember, but I can look it up. And she goes, but I'm just going to pray. And we come to the next town, and we stop at a parts place because I thought, I'll get a scanner. I'm an engineer. I can fix this. And they didn't have a scanner, but the shop out back might. Well, the shop out back didn't want anything to do with us, so we go to the next parts place, and actually, we left that shop, and the light went out. It was all over. So we were expecting God to provide some way to fix it. We call Cindy. Cindy's like, I'm just going to say, ask God to take care of it. He did it different, so... With that, I'm going to dismiss the children. We still have children's church today. We're missing a few. Oh, but they're coming out of the woodwork. Holy man. I didn't notice that many. Yeah, and we get our volunteers to... If you want to pray with me. Father God, we do praise you that you are so big, we can't even imagine how you're going to show up. And you love us so much, we can't even imagine how well you're going to take care of us. So with that, we just bring back a little bit of what you've provided for us and just pray for your blessing on it. I always ask that you would multiply it and carry it to the ends of the earth so that others would know you. In Jesus' name.
My one defense.
As you go forth from this place, you go forth as influencers. You don't need a YouTube channel, Snapchat, or TikTok, or any of those things that I failed to mention. You influence by being who you are. Praise God that He gives us the strength to rise above who we are and be what He's called us to be. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, that you are our heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, for our fathers. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And that, Lord, you have called us to be the church. Help us, Lord, to be understanding, to influence as we should in everything that we say and do. That we bring glory to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we ask this. Amen. Don't forget their snacks. Stay and enjoy them. There's cake.